You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini. He's taking your questions right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini. Summer is here. We are going to be outside enjoying ourselves, and that can mean that maybe you need a little bit more light. And I have always been a proponent of solar-powered lighting, and quite honestly, most of the stuff that I see is rinky-dink. It's cheap. It doesn't give off enough light. It's just not good stuff. Well, I've been going down this path looking for this stuff, and I was talking with Lindsay. I go, we got to find a company that makes really good quality solar stuff. And she found the company. Joining me on the phone line is Mike Brown, who's the Vice President of Business Development with Gamma Sonic. Mike, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Glad to speak with you.
I had a chance. You guys were kind enough. Your team over there sent me some samples to try out. And to say that I was impressed by the quality of what was in my hands when I took it out of the box honestly would be an understatement. Tell me a little bit about your company and what you folks are all about.
Well, that's one terrific to hear. So Gamma Sonic USA is really the leader in upscale, high-quality solar lighting for homes, businesses, and outdoor spaces. We've been developing and manufacturing solar lighting since early 2004. We're based here in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and we are a family-owned, family-run business with one singular mission in mind, which is to replace traditional gas and electric fixtures with the equivalent look and feel and quality through solar.
Right.
And they're easy to install. They can be put anywhere. You don't need to do electrical wiring, trenching, digging. And most importantly, you don't compromise performances.
That is not an overstatement because of where the technology has gone. I mean, you, your folks over there sent me some pathway lights, and they were the contemporary style. They kind of look like a square. Well, they're a square, and they have a solar collector on the top, black, simple, with an aluminum shaft that you put together with a spike on the bottom. It took me, I don't know, 5 minutes to put it together, and I set it all up, and you've got a low and a high setting, and you know the one thing with most of these residential lights is they just don't give off enough light, and whatever light temperature they give off, it looks like, quite honestly, it looks like I made it, and I can make some pretty good stuff, Mike, and I could not believe at how well this appeared, not only in the design, but in the light that it cast. And to me, I mean, there are so many applications. I know that now I'm talking about a residential application, but you guys are all over the commercial and industrial side of it too.
Oh, absolutely. So the big thing that I would say is that, you know, the foundation, obviously trying to create a product that is going to be equivalent to what exists for a person that has a wired product, whether it's on the commercial side or whether it's on the residential side, that's hugely important for us. We have spent all of our time and our energy building, you know, we've got over 20 utility and design patents that's what it's all centered around,
mm-hmm.
trying to make sure that we outshine, that we outlast any of our competitors that are in the solar market, but also give the customers, whether it's on the commercial side or whether it's on the residential side, exactly what they're expecting. And we have probably the broadest line of solar lights out there in the industry. We have decorative posts, we have wall lights, we have landscape pathway, deck, fence, security, utility, you name it, we have it. And again, each one of those items, the technology that goes into it is different. We are changing the solar lighting industry with the utility patents and everything else that we're doing, trying to make sure that we stay that we provide exactly what the customers are expecting.
I'm just thinking about, you know, as we're, you know, we talk about, you know, what we can do to help Mother Earth, right? And, you know, reducing greenhouse gases and whatever side of the fence you're on all this. It's if I can show you a way to do this where you're not burning a fossil fuel or, you know, putting coal into a plant, which that would be a fossil fuel. But, you know, in other words, now I'm thinking of like a university and a pathway through a quad or something like that. And what it would cost to put in traditional pathway lights, running underground piping for the electrical and then running that through and a panel and circuit breakers and all this kind of stuff. I have to imagine that if you do the math, and you can go to their website, which is gammasonic.com, it comes up right there, these beautiful path lights that I just stick in the ground, no wiring, no nothing, the sun goes down, the lights come on, and then when the sun comes up, the sun charges everything, and it's ready to do it all over again the next day. The amount of money that that university could save is just incredible.
Oh, absolutely. We've had installations where they've installed our lights and they've saved thousands of dollars on the installation alone. And the one thing that they get out of this is that they're not on grid, so they don't have to pay those energy bills for all their outdoor lighting. And so whether it's the average residential consumer or whether it is the commercial business, not having to pay to have area lights is huge.
I was on the highway on a trip, and I was actually a couple years ago. I was moving my daughter back from Los Angeles back to the Midwest, and we were on a highway for the long stretch of time, and it was at night. And you know, you've got the light posts that are on the highway, and they were all LED. You know, I was looking at it because I, you know, I'm interested in this stuff. I'm like, wow, look at all those. They're all LED. They switched all those out, and you know, it's pretty bright. It was almost like I was a clear day. Do you have a replacement at Gammasonic that could do the same thing?
We're in a little different segment, so we do what we call pedestrian lighting. So we actually light walkways. So when you're talking about the big overhanging lights that are over the highways, those traditionally you have to have a really big battery, you have to have a really big solar panel, and what we do is a little bit different, is that we actually have products that we integrate the solar panels and the batteries all inside of the lamp head. So that reduces having really kind of the awkward, I want to say ugly looking lights that are out there. And you know, we just did an installation in a park in North Carolina. And the thing is that you would look at those lights and you would think that they're just regular lights.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. They light the whole park, the whole walkway throughout. And the folks that are there absolutely just love it. And we've done this across the country in communities. So it's not just, you've got HOAs, you've got parks,
right.
You've got
right.
campgrounds. It's just fantastic.
All right, just at the next meeting when you get with your when you're together with Mr. Gamma, is there a Mr. Gamma? No, that's not it.
No, okay. No,
but
actually,
when you're in the meeting, when you're in the meeting with everybody, I'm telling you, this is the next thing for you guys, because I was watching another construction project where they were running these giant pipes in the center lane and all these. I mean, I'm not trying to take work away from anybody, but man, if we can get this figured out, and we could imagine, you talked about off the grid, right? Where Texas was without power forever. What were they doing at night on those highways? Those lights were all off. Not if you had those lights there. This is the next thing. But to your point about the residential one, in the samples that you sent me, they also sent me a post light that I put together to try out. And it is exactly what you think a post light should look like. Like, I could totally see this light in the French Quarter. It kind of had that style to it. And I know you know what this is, Mike, but for my audience, it went together super easy. You screwed it into the ground, called Julie or Digger first before you put anything in the ground. And I put it all together. I let it charge up. You wouldn't, walking up to this, you would not know it's a solar light. And at night, I'm telling you, people, the light temperature and how this thing looks is beautiful.
Yeah, so the lamppost that we sent you, that came with our Easy Anchor system, which for the average residential person, being able to install it themselves saves a ton of money instead of having to go out and get your local handyman to go and install it. And again, the product that we sent you has one of our patented technologies, which is our LED bulb. That bulb is an omnidirectional bulb that gives the same light output that you would get from any other light, but it is paired and works only with our products. And it's replaceable, so you can actually, your product came with a warm white bulb, but if someone prefers a bright white bulb, they can actually order that product and they can actually install
swap it
so they get the different light color.
Yeah, I am. So two things at the meeting. When you're at the meeting, say, hey, this guy that hosts this radio show really likes our stuff. That's the first thing to bring up. Always start with the positive. And B, he says, we got to come up with a highway light system because, you know, if this whole infrastructure bill that they're trying to pass, whatever side of the aisle you're on, this is a good thing for everybody. And, gosh, I just think even just, you know, residential streets or when you talk about that walkway, every university should be doing this. Because it just makes so much sense. All LED, all battery operated, using the sun to power it. When these things are fully charged, Mike, what's the expectation of runtime?
So on our commercial side, you can get up to 10 days of or 10 nights of output on a single charge. On our residential side, you're going to get somewhere between 2 and 3 days traditionally.
Oh, on a single charge, but it's charging every day under normal conditions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
But if you have days that you have rain and it's overcast, you want to be able to have light even on those nights. So traditionally, we look at it from the perspective that you want to make sure that they're going to get the performance night every night, regardless if they have sun the next day or not.
Right. I think it's awesome. I'm so glad that Lindsay found you guys, and I'm so excited that I got a chance to talk to you. All right, if people want to find more information about your products and maybe not only your website, but where people could find your products if they wanted to purchase it, where do they go?
So they can come to our website, which is gammasonic.com with one M, or they can see our products on Amazon, Home Depot, Lowe's online. We do also sell a couple products at the Home Depot.
Mike Brown, who is the Vice President of Business Development, his mother calls him Michael in case she's listening. He did tell me that. So, Mrs. Brown, he's a good man. And Mike, I really do appreciate you getting up with us this morning and telling us a little bit about Gammasonic. I hope people go to your website and learn more and keep doing the good work you're doing down there in Georgia.
Thank you.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.